tired of going through life, just surviving. Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome to the Legend of You podcast and our very first Maximum Mindset Monday. This is episode one of the Maximum Mindset Mondays, and I'll be coming to you guys every Monday, just me, no interview, just breaking you guys off a little bit of what I have been learning throughout my journey of self-growth, business, the whole nine yards. I am not exactly where I want to be, but I am hella far of where I was. And I think that's the goal for everybody, right? So I want to pass along a lot of the knowledge, a lot of the tips that I have learned from my mentors, from conferences and things that I put myself into so I could take this knowledge and pass it on. So listen, I think the hardest things for people is staying consistent and finding things to motivate them to do what they know they need to do. And there's a little thing called win stacking. It's like habit stacking. It really is habit stacking. If you ever read the book Atomic Habits, which I highly recommend, he talks about this. And there was there's a saying in the military, and I think an old Navy admiral said this in a speech, but he talked about how it all starts with making your bed. And you might be like, what are you talking about? You go online and you log into Facebook and you go troll your favorite cool guys page and you see all of their wins and their deals and the books that they've authored and all of these things. And it's awesome. And you're like, man, I wish I could be like them. But what you don't understand is that everything big starts with something small. And if you can just learn to win the day, and even if we wanted to go even micro, but win the hour, okay, then we will see ourselves win the next hour, the next one, now a whole day, then a whole week, then a whole month, then a year, so on and so forth. So what if you committed to yourself, every single day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to make my bed? First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to make myself get up. I'm going to wake up to my alarm. I'm going to roll out of bed. And before I do anything, I am going to make my bed every single day. Okay. You begin to do that. And after you're done, you're going to be like, I might as well go ahead and journal. They said that was a good thing. So then you journal. What if I take 5 minutes and just meditate? I was already journaling. I might as well just meditate. You take 5 minutes, you meditate. Now you have three wins, and each small win gave you the motivation to attack the next one. And you do that, and then you build it, let's say, into your workday. So you've already made your bed. You've made your bed, you journaled, and you've meditated for 5 minutes. Now you go into work and you're like, I've been putting this off. I know I need to get this done. So you go ahead and knock out that spreadsheet, or you call the leads that you've been putting off for the last week or month or whatever. And after you do that, you're like, oh man, you know what? I should go ahead and knock out the next thing. By the time you go to bed, you have had all of these small wins that have equated to you winning the day, you probably converting a lead or whatever, right? If anything, building confidence within yourself to do something productive on a consistent basis throughout that day. You wake up the next day and you have the confidence to do the same thing because yesterday you just did it, right? So you leverage your past wins, right? And you allow that to be momentum moving into the next win, the next day, the next week. It's a very powerful tool. And I'm telling you, all the largest buildings, they all start with small, intricate details. So if you can master the small things, if you can win the small things, you will begin using that as leverage to walk yourself into the next thing that you're supposed to do, that next win, right? Win after win, they stack into these humongous wins, man, these humongous gains, okay? And then what ends up happening is over time, you look back and it takes a telescope to find where you started. But it doesn't start with these big, gigantic deals or whatever it is. That's an illusion that this society is telling you. You can't skip the process. But what you can do is you can micro-size the tasks, okay? And you can break them down. I always used to tell people that I would train, it's like eating a pizza, okay? And if I took a whole pizza, right, and I folded it in half and I shoved the whole thing in my mouth, it's going to be really hard to eat and swallow without choking and dying. Okay. It's going to be very hard to be successful if I just shoved the whole thing in and just went to town. However, if I break it into pieces or slices and then into pieces and then begin eating bite after bite, slice after slice, I will get much further in that pizza than I would if I had taken that whole thing and shoved it in my mouth. Okay. So that's all this win stacking, habit stacking thing is. And then what ends up happening is they become habits, right? Because they're wins that you see how productive you are. You see the byproduct of these small things of, and it all started with making a bet. And that's what I'm getting at. That seven-figure deal, eight-figure deal that you land, that book deal, the coaching program that you start, the people that you end up helping, whatever it is, it all started with you committing to make your bet. Something very small, something that each and every single person can do. And if you begin to do that and then use that to stack into the next thing, that next win, you get that win. And I would even encourage you to make a to-do list, okay? And I don't do like a week ahead. I do it the night before every single day. For whatever reason, for my brain, it works, okay? If I make too large of a plan or thing that I'm trying to conquer, it becomes overwhelming to my mind and then I don't conquer it. But if I scale it down, right, into one day, and today I want to knock out these 8 things or 10 things or whatever it is. And as I knock it out, I mark them off. Boom. Go to the next thing. Boom. And I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you might think that this is stupid. You might think that this is, it doesn't matter, but it builds so much confidence. It really helps you just be motivated to do that next thing that you're supposed to do. And the byproduct, y'all, when you've done this for 6 months, a year and a half, and your income has gone up, your relationships have gotten better, opportunities have begun to open up in areas and with people that you never thought possible, I'm telling you, it all started with a bet. It all started with making your bet. It all started with a list the night before. And if you can begin to do that and mark each thing off every single day and be consistent with that every single day, I promise you, you will see a change in your life like you never thought possible. Okay. But you have to stick with it. Now, here's the thing, right? These are really small, simple things. Don't make the excuse that you don't have to do it today. Okay. And if, now here's the other key. If you decide, or if for whatever reason, because we all have hard days, we all have days that life can get away from us. And we'll talk about that in another episode about not being distracted and not allowing distractions to take you off course. But in the happenstance that you don't get something done, you don't get to just not do it. Okay. What you get to do is place it on the list for the next day. So let's say you were supposed to call 50 leads. You only did 25. Well, then 25 gets added to the 50 you were supposed to do the next day or whatever you had to do the next day. Regardless, you still knock out that task, okay? You still get that win, even if it didn't happen that day, okay? You just shift it to the next day, all right? And that way, you just get in the habit of constantly following through with yourself, not allowing yourself to get off the hook. Okay. Because if you do it once, you'll do it twice. You'll do it 3 times. You'll do it 4 times. But that's also in the negative sense too. So if you let yourself get out of it the first day and you don't follow through and you don't add it onto the list the next day. Then the next day you might say, meh, I don't want to do it today. And it might be for less of a reason. And you'll say, ah, I didn't do it yesterday. What's the big deal? I'll just do it the next day. And then that's how, if anybody knows about procrastination, that's how you don't get shit done for a whole year. You'll be like, yeah, I was supposed to do that last week, last month, 6 months ago, a year and a half ago. And it still hasn't gotten done. Okay. What I'm saying is don't allow yourself to get off the hook. You don't get it done today. Fine. Don't beat yourself up because that doesn't do anything. All that does is make the whole situation worse. Okay. And then you really won't get shit done. So say, okay, I didn't do it for whatever the reasons. Cool. I'm going to add it to my list tomorrow and I'm going to make it a priority to knock out. The last thing I want to add before I let you guys go today, right? And I think this is super important. My mentor, a lot of my mentors talk about this. But it's doing the hard thing first. Now, that's different for all of us. Okay. Some people love going to the gym. Like they will not miss a day. I know people that will not miss a day, come hell or high water. They would literally have to be in ICU for them not to go to the gym. They will put off other things. They will neglect. They will rearrange whatever just so they can have their 2 hours in the gym. Okay. So that's not something that's really hard for them. They could do that in the morning, they could do that in the afternoon, but they have to get it done. What I will say is that it might be reading. For me, it was reading. Okay. Sitting down and reading a good book, like a helpful book, was super hard for me for a while. A lot of it was because of the injuries to my head. And so it was very hard for me to focus on just reading. Okay. So I committed to read. The first thing I did when I got up is I would read just 3 to 5 pages. Okay. That is translated now into a chapter a day every single morning, come rain, shine. And if someone interrupts my reading time, like I might flip, dude. Like it is that important to me now. It has become a key component of my life and enabling me to have a productive and peaceful day. But it didn't start off like that. Okay, it started off with me making a commitment to do the hard thing first. Okay, so whatever that hard thing is for you, I would encourage you to do it in the very beginning of the day. I heard someone say, if you win the morning, you'll win the day. Okay, so whatever your morning looks like, right? Because I know schedules are also different and different strokes for different folks. Some people are night owls and they'll stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Whatever, cool. I'm not here to judge. Some people like to get up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, like ET, Eric Thomas. I ain't with that either. I ain't waking up at no 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, but what I am saying is, whatever that looks like for you, when you first wake up, that morning peace, you need to win it. Okay, so do the hard things first. All right, whether that's the gym, whether that's calling your leads, whether that's reading, whether that's meditating, whether that's, I don't know, taking your dog for walks, whatever it is, man, we all have different lives. We all have different things that are hard for us. Okay. But make sure you do those things first, those very hard things. So that way it's done and it builds so much momentum, man. So much momentum. I would encourage working out first thing in the morning because it just gives you energy. But again, some people like working out at night and who am I to judge? I actually like doing that every once in a while. In fact, a big part of me likes actually working out in the middle of the day. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I like it. So again, different things, but I get it done. I make sure that I put it in the schedule and I make sure that I put those hard things first. So that way I can use that as momentum to build on throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. Okay. So I hope this helped somebody today. And look, if you need help, I know I can't address everything on one podcast, but I am here. I have a coaching program. It's called Degree of Intention Coaching Program. You can contact me at doistate.com and you can sign up for my group coaching program and get a more in-depth plan with me. So that way I can really go into depth with you and help you overcome the things that you're struggling with. So if you need me on a deeper level, know that I'm here, right? You can also reach me at MrTenacity.com, MrTenacity40@gmail.com, Facebook at Chad Osinga, Mr. Tenacity on all the other ones, and then the Legend of You podcast on Twitter. So connect with me, know that I'm here. And again, if you need further coaching, I can only do so much from a podcast. So connect with me on a deeper level, get into the Degree of Intention coaching program so I can really go into depth with your situation, lay out a plan for you, and then coach you through that plan so that way you can have the life that you deserve to have. Until next time, go kill it.